Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, live from Austin, Texas, it's Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones, because once again, Alex is up in New York participating in the big 911 truth event at the sixth anniversary of the mass murder of about 3,000 people on September 11th, 2001. Mass murder by criminal elements within the United States government and others unknown. Blamed on a guy in a cave in Afghanistan so that they could scare us into believing that if we don't give up our liberty, we won't be protected from the boogeyman. Well, the boogeyman is here, not over there. And for the majority of the Alex Jones Show today, we're going to be discussing September 11th. I plan to take a lot of calls, and I know Alex is going to be calling in more frequently, I think, today than he did yesterday. He only called in one time yesterday. But again, before I get started with all that, I just want to let you know a little bit about me. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. I'm a local TV talk show host here in Austin. I host a TV show called The Simple Truth. I've been doing it for 8 years. It's produced by Jeff Kentoff and Kelly Taylor. And we talk about stuff that you're not supposed to talk about. And I've known Alex for about 9 years now. And although our styles are completely different, we're pretty much on the same page with most things. And the reason I do this, because I don't make any money doing it, I don't get paid for it, is because I was raised as a conservative American to love the flag and to love the country and all that. I am motivated by the fact that I see what's going on in the country, and there's an assault on our liberty. There's an assault on our freedoms. And I think Lincoln said something about if we ever have a problem with our country, if we ever lose it, it's going to come from within. And I can see that it's coming from within. And so I am motivated by my desire to keep that from happening. You know, my father, George Dacey, who is still alive, by the way, was an exemplary father and an exemplary example. He was a captain in the United States Marine Corps in World War II, and he served in two of those monstrous engagements over there, Peleliu and Okinawa. And you know, so he was my hero growing up, still is. And he, you know, because of just the luck of the draw, he had to go to war. You know, because of my luck, the Vietnam War ended. I was still in high school, and gee, I didn't get to go get shot at. So I always felt kind of guilty about that. So I'm trying to serve my country in a different way. you know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, I'm using right now one of the biggest electronic pens that ever existed, Alex Jones Radio Show. So normally I use The Simple Truth in Austin, and I do want to remind listeners to this show that my TV show, The Simple Truth, that I host, is now in its fledgling stages of being on Google Video. And, you know, with all its bumps and warts, Lance Morgan, who's a friend of mine, puts that up there. We have nothing to do with it. He just does it. And you can go to Google Video and just type in Bob Dacey. My last name is spelled D-A-C-Y. And just type in Bob Dacey and Simple Truth. And up they'll pop, and you can actually watch The Simple Truth now worldwide anytime you want. So that's a new development. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that to Alex Jones' giant audience. Also, while I'm mentioning things, you can buy Ron Paul signs at my store in Austin at 8650 Spicewood Springs Road for $2. So, anyway, I get those announcements out of the way. And when we get back, I'm going to assault the camper board, because what a bunch of lies happened last night.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Alone. Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Dacey back again, sitting in the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, substituting for the one and the only Alex Jones while he's up in New York promoting the 911 truth movement. Okay, before the break, I told you that I was going to attack CAMPO. Just to remind you, CAMPO is the Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. In the Austin area, they're the ones that are daring to consider tolling roads in this area that we already paid for. Now, I told you, we covered that extensively yesterday. I told you there was going to be this big meeting down at the state capitol, and that meeting occurred. I was there, and listen, I woke up this morning. First thing I did was pick up the local rag, the Austin American Statesman, which I always do. I use it. I don't have any birds in my house, so I can't use this rag for birdcage liner. However, I do use it to find disinformation and then report it. I usually do that on my TV show, but gee, now I have the opportunity to do it before a nationwide, worldwide audience. Hey, what a nice coincidence. Front page, Austin American Statesman, September 11, 2007, front page top story. Tollway backers out in force. Okay, so Ben Weir of the Austin American Statesman staff, they put a big, fat, giant lie up on the front page of the American Statesman. And I want to tell you what really happened there, because this is balderdash. Can you still use that word? Is that an old word? I don't know. Whatever. I was there. The meeting room was absolutely packed. And I just want to go through this story. The Statesman, by the way, you know, didn't even report back in 2003, the bill being snuck through the state legislature to authorize toll roads in the first place, to authorize the Trans-Texas Corridor. They didn't even report it. But they can put this trash out in the front page of the paper today. Okay, let me excerpt from this article. At a hearing during which toll road opponents might have been expected to hold sway, as they did in when a similar plan was on the table in 2004, supporters of a $1.45 billion second wave of Austin area tollways instead filled much of the Capitol Extension auditorium. Out in somewhat smaller numbers were those who opposed toll roads in general. Now listen, that is not true. That is a big, fat lie, and this Mr. Ben Ware knows it. Yeah, what happened is there were a lot of supporters for the toll, for tolling roads you already paid for in the room. They got their forces out. You know, the people that want to make money on toll roads, the developers and the builders and the contractors and all their people. Yeah, they were out in force. And let me tell you how this happened, all right? Kirk Watson, the chairman of the Campo board, is a slick son of a gun. He's a smart guy. You got to give him that. You know, I guess going up to the UN all the time like he does and hobnobbing with the globalists and the one-worlders has really honed his skills at deception. What happened was, in order to sign up to speak at this thing, it was a chronological deal, right? Okay, but you had the official sign-up to speak was at 5 o'clock. However, in order to get good position, you had to be there at 4. Now, I'm an independent businessman and I can control my days off. I was there at 4 and I was like, you know, second in line or whatever with another anti-toller. But you see, your average person in Austin can't just get off work and drive down to the state capitol and get there at 4 and get in line. However, if you work for these people who are going to make money off the toll roads and you work for these developers and builders who think that's going to be great for their business, well, you can go down there for sure because you're trying to make money off of everybody else's misery, off of doing something immoral, which is tolling roads we already paid for. So basically what happened is Kirk Watson, by the way they carefully crafted how you sign up, was able to get the majority of the speakers at the very first part of the meeting to be pro-toll. Very slick, Mr. Watson, very slick. And, of course, this ragged American statesman is acting like, oh, this was a natural occurrence. Let me just continue here. A contingent of people in yellow T-shirts who specifically don't like the elevated tollway plan for Oakville and Southwest Austin, blah, blah, blah. That faction kept up a drumbeat of catcalling, hissing, and hearty clapping throughout the evening, and one toll opponent, Georgetown resident Randy Marshall, briefly brought the meeting to a standstill. This is a quote from him. He shouted this from the audience. This is a stacked deck, and you know it. The voters of this town don't want your stinking toll roads. Yeah, that created quite a big stir. Of course, they want to make all of the people who don't like tolls look like a bunch of agitators. I think the reason people are agitated is because they can see the sham. I will guarantee you a dime to a donut or whatever you want to bet that the people that were against the tolls in that room vastly outnumbered the people that were for it. There's no way. As a matter of fact, I got to speak second there, and I guess they were, you know, because I'd signed up earlier and they canceled it. But I, at the end of my little speech, I basically conducted a quick little poll. I said, all in favor of tolling roads we already paid for, say aye. And there was this little, you know, minor little nothing. And then I looked at the Campo board and I said, not too good, guys. You know, so look, you know, I wished I had the forethought to have people stand. I really do. I regret not doing that because our side outnumbered their side, I would say 2-1 at least, maybe 3-1. And the American statesman is a big, fat lie machine. And let me see what else it says here. Now that what they're doing is they're putting out false propaganda to make the people of Austin think we want to toll these roads. That's what they're doing. Political momentum on the board appears to be in favor of charging tolls on these highways. About two-thirds of those who spoke during the first 2 hours of the public hearing supported the expansions with tolls, of U.S. 290 East, Texas 71, U.S. 183, the Oak Hill Y area, and Texas 45 Southwest, although sentiment evened out as the hearing continued. Yeah, that's because the people that couldn't get off of work and sign up at 4 and get in line at 4 o'clock showed up later and signed up, of course. Anyway, I just had to address that here on this national radio show because what you've got here is complicity between a lying rag, the American statesman, and the pro-toll people. I mean, and Kirk Watson, the chairman of the CAMPO board, who is apparently a professional liar. This was rigged in terms of chronology, and the statesman has magnified the lie. The majority of people in that room were dead set against these tolls. And, you know, the only thing that really matters, really, is the votes. And if we do our job, we're going to be able to eliminate these CAMPO board members from their jobs, like we did with one of them about a year and a half ago, Karen Sunliner, who was a 10-year Democrat incumbent county commissioner in Travis County. Sal Costello and his group, Texas Toll Party, mounted a campaign to accurately paint her as a toll queen, and she was blown away in her own primary. You know, I mean, we're coming after these people if they vote to toll these roads. We are going to make them political pariahs in the state of Texas. The bottom line is the feds are forcing people to want to toll roads. The feds are behind all of this. They are diverting federal funding of highways to their north-south corridors for the NAFTA Superhighway and the 80 other assorted corridors that go along with it. It's a huge net. It's not just one highway. It's not just IH-35 or IH-69. It's a whole slew of north-south corridors, and that's what the feds have designated as their high-priority corridors. And so that's why the federal money is drying up, is because they're trying to build this NAFTA superhighway to link Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one country. You know, so it's all a sham. And just back up on any level, to toll a road that has already been paid for is immoral, disgusting, indecent, un-American, vile, and pathetic. You know, so regardless. So anyway, I had to cover that because, you know, it's kind of lucky I'm sitting here talking to millions of people right after the CAMPO board holds their hearing and the statesman lies about the so-called fact that, oh, all of a sudden Austinites want to be told, yeah, we want to be treated like lab rats and charged everywhere we go and set a national precedent for everybody all over the country to be victims of the same thing. Sure we do. Okay, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. Now we're gonna go on and mostly talk about September 11th today because it is the anniversary of that horrible event that killed so many people in the interest of globalism and geopolitics. Now, I have in my possession an editorial. It was in the paper yesterday by Leonard Pitts, Jr. of the Miami Herald, and this is his contribution to the anniversary. He's got an article called When Everything and Nothing Changed, and I'm going to excerpt from this article, and the break's going to interrupt me, but I'll come back to it. 6 years ago, we saw people rushing to the World Trade Center site to search for survivors and recover bodies. Heroes, we said. 6 years later, largely removed from public attention, many of those same heroes are sick and even dying, poisoned by the soot and dirt they breathe. Now, I want to make a comment about that. Yeah, heroes. Absolutely. There were a lot of heroes that day, including, and one of the best ones was William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the North Tower. You know, the guy who saved all those people's lives. Got his picture in the paper with George Bush and Hillary Clinton, made a big hero out of him until he started talking about his experiences. So when we get back, we'll relay some of his experiences to you, and then I will continue with this article by Leonard Pitts of the Miami Herald. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Communications Radio Network.
Thank you. Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, you want to talk about waging war on corruption. We're going to wage war on corruption for the rest of today. Again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones on September 11th. 2007. Okay, before the break, we were talking about this article by Leonard Pitts in the Miami Herald about when everything and nothing changed. And he was talking about all the heroes, that there were all these heroes that, you know, came forth on September 11th. And I was talking about William Rodriguez, the head janitor in the North Tower, the guy that had the master key to the whole thing. You know, he was famously celebrated for what he did. I mean, he kept going back into the building, pulling people out. He even used a ladder to rescue some people trapped in an elevator. He's the last guy that came out alive. He dove underneath a fire truck as the North Tower collapsed. And I mean, the guy's a big national hero. He was, and he still is. Tremendous fella. But he started talking about what happened, and he said that he was in, like, sub-basement level one when a massive explosion beneath him caused all the ceiling tiles above him to fall onto him and all the people in the room that they were gathered in. And they said, you know, it's like an explosion from underneath them, like lifted them off their feet just about. And a few seconds later, a guy comes running into the room with his skin all burnt off, screaming, explosion, explosion, explosion. This is way down deep in the tower. And then they feel the impact of the first plane hit the North Tower after the big explosion underneath. And this is not some crackpot that can't corroborate this. There's tons of corroboration for it, that a massive explosion in the North Tower preceded the plane hit 1,000 feet above. Yeah, you're right, Mr. Leonard Pitts. There were heroes on September 11th. Let me go on here. 6 years later, largely removed from the public attention, many of those same heroes are sick and even dying, poisoned by the soot and dirt they breathed. All right, that's true. That's absolutely true. It's a horrible thing. You know, the dogs died first, and then the people started getting sick and dying, and getting, you know, it's a terrible situation. And in large part, thanks to Christine Todd Whitman, the EPA lady and CFR member, who said, "Hey guys, all you are is a bunch of peons. We need to clean this mess up. So, hey, don't worry about the air. It's clean. It's just fine. So go out there and do your work. And if you get sick, who gives a rat's behind? Because you're just a bunch of peons, and we got to get to that gold on the bottom of that pile, okay?" You know? Man, that's got to be some kind of crime. But, of course, the government has exonerated itself of any responsibility for lying to the rescue workers. Nah, well, you know, just so what? You're just a bunch of peons. Just go clean up the mess, and when you get sick, who cares? Okay, continuing with the article. 6 years later, our president is trailed by angry demonstrators wherever he travels. Well, I say to that, good. 6 years ago, we vowed revenge on Osama bin Laden, the wealthy Saudi who masterminded the attacks. Okay, well, that's a blatant, big, fat, monstrous lie. Osama bin Laden is not the wealthy Saudi who masterminded the attacks. And, again, that's probably what we're going to be talking about all day long today, all the vast evidence that indicates that this was an inside job. You can't study September 11th extensively and come up with any other conclusion. Not if you can think with a logical mind. You know, if you think that your government is, you know, perfect and they can do no wrong and they would never hurt us, and you set that up as your benchmark or whatever, okay, you can believe the nonsense that they didn't pull this off, that a criminal element within the United States government didn't pull this off. But if you actually back up and look at the facts, there's no way you can come to any other conclusion than that a criminal element within our country, within our government, with help from others too, pulled off September 11th for geopolitical reasons. Okay, continuing on, the terrorist attacks of 6 years ago this week are sometimes compared to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 66 years ago this December 7th. Well, yeah, Mr. Pitts, that's absolutely right. Because, you know, put the tin foil hat on me, man. I'm saying it, you know, September 11th was a Pearl Harbor, and Pearl Harbor was a Pearl Harbor. Same idea. They were con jobs. Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and left Kimmel and Short out of the information loop. We had hundreds of full-time codebreakers ringing the Japanese Empire, listening to everything they were saying. They let it happen. They let the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor to get us into World War II. So, all right, after this break, we're going to continue with this article with Leonard Pitts. Once again, Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
All right, Bob Dacey back for Alex Jones. All right, it's September 11th, 2007, and we've been talking about an article by Leonard Pitts in the Miami Herald called When Everything and Nothing Changed. Now, the next thing he says, I actually agree with. Those feelings of shock, disbelief, and anger became instead the building blocks of a political machine that duped the nation into a war of choice that had nothing to do with the terrorist attacks, eroded American civil liberties under the guise of protecting American lives, and branded as traitors those who said, hey, wait a minute, you know what? That's absolutely a true statement there. Absolutely. And so he says, so it is worth pausing here to remember that just 6 years ago, we were attacked. 6 years ago, people leaped from flaming skyscrapers. 6 years ago, flaming skyscrapers fell. And I would add, so did Building 7. 6 years ago, dust-caked people wandered the streets of New York City. And I would say one of those dust-caked people was Barry Jennings, the Deputy Director of Emergency Management Services for the Housing Division of the City of New York, who was in Building 7 that morning trying to get into the command center on the 23rd floor, along with the Corporation Council of New York. He got in there, and guess what? Hot coffee, but no people. Made a phone call or two. Somebody told him, get the heck out of there. This is when both towers are still up, by the way. I want to repeat that. Both towers still up. So Barry Jennings, this emergency management official of the city of New York, goes downstairs, takes the stairway, and when he gets about to the eighth floor, boom, big giant explosion beneath him takes out the stairway landing he's on. So he has to climb back up and find another way down. And when he got down to the lobby, he has said publicly and openly that the whole lobby was destroyed. This is Building 7, ladies and gentlemen. This is Building 7 in the morning before either of the two big towers collapsed. They'd both been hit by planes, but they hadn't fallen down yet. So he said that the lobby of Building 7 was completely destroyed. So I want to know how the debris from the North Tower destroyed the lobby when the North Tower hadn't fallen down yet. Somebody clue me in on that one, all right? He said that the lobby of Building 7 was so destroyed that it looked like King Kong had gone in there and stomped on the whole thing. He also said that there were dead bodies in the lobby. And he also said that the fire department had to knock a hole in the side of the building to get him and the other fella out. So I just wanted to remind you that one of the dust-caked people wandering the streets of New York City was emergency management officer Barry Jennings. I just had to throw that in there. 6 years ago, an airplane tore a hole in the Pentagon. Yeah. What was that Norman Mineta said about that young officer that kept talking to Dick Cheney in the command bunker at the White House? Sir, the plane is 50 miles out. Do the orders still stand? Sir, the plane is 30 miles out. Do the orders still stand? Sir, the plane is 10 miles out. Do the orders still stand? And Cheney whips his neck around and says, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything different? Yeah, that's right. Something smacked into the Pentagon, and apparently the order still stood not to shoot it down. That's what the logical interpretation of that is. Why would the order to be to shoot it down, and the guy keeps questioning, hey, are we going to shoot it down? Come on. I mean, you know, somebody needs to get a hold of that young officer and put him under oath, and then somebody needs to clap Dick Cheney in irons. Okay. 6 years ago, a hijacked plane crashed. Yeah. But was it shot down, or did the hijackers nose it, or did the passengers struggle with the hijackers and nose it into the ground, huh? Who knows? I don't know. Way too much disinformation on that particular scenario out there. 6 years ago, searing airless shock was followed by a resolve, clear, cold, iron-fisted resolve. And I would say resolve to do what? To go blame Osama bin Laden and go steal the oil in Afghanistan? To build a stupid pipeline? To get the poppy crops growing again? Get the opium production back up again? Yeah. Conning the American people into thinking that it was a moral and just thing to do. 6 years later, the shock is gone, and it seems like the resolve is too. Do we remember? You couldn't prove it by me. Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Leonard Pitts Jr. You ought to go up to New York right now, sir, and see who remembers. The 911 Truth Movement, an ever-growing, ever-expanding movement, remembers. And they remember who did it. And it wasn't some crazy Arab in a cave using box-cutter knives. All right. Enough with that. Now, I got another article. This frosted me when I got this. Again, this is out of the Austin Statesman this morning. I didn't intend to do this today, but here's this article. It's an editorial, and it was written by Thomas H. Keene and Lee H. Hamilton as a special to the Washington Post. It's entitled, 6 Years After 9/11, America Isn't Safe Enough from Terrorism. Now, just to remind you people, Thomas Keene is the chairman of the 9/11 Commission. And the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission was Lee Hamilton. So here you have these two Council on Foreign Relations members, have to point that out too, the ones who want the global government to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America and put us under a one world order with them at the top and us at the bottom, and to eliminate our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our individual liberty, and our freedom because they can take care of us and make us safe. This is the guys that wrote this thing. I mean, excerpt from this, and comment, of course. Are we safer today? And I would translate that, have we given up enough of our liberty yet? The U.S. homeland confronts a persistent and evolving terrorist threat, especially from Al-Qaeda, and I would say Al-Qaeda, according to a national intelligence estimate in July. How is it possible that the threat remains so dire? I would say it's possible that the threat remains so dire because the foxes are still guarding the hen house. That's, you know, since criminal elements within the U.S. government pulled off September 11th, and since they're still in power and not arrested and they're not rotting in jail after a fair trial, I think that's how it's possible that the threat remains so dire myself. Back to this editorial. We face a rising tide of radicalization and rage in the Muslim world, a trend to which our own actions have contributed. The enduring threat is not Osama bin Laden, but young Muslims with no jobs and no hope, who are angry with their own governments and increasingly see the United States as an enemy of Islam. That's actually a true statement. But the question is, you know, why do you have this rising tide of radicalization and rage in the Muslim world? Why is it in an area of the world that's so rich with oil that you have all these people running around with no jobs and no hope? Could it be because the United States and Britain et al. Prop up a bunch of crooked governments that suppress their own people and steal their natural resources and don't give them any of them? Maybe, think maybe that might have something to do with it. Maybe. All right, later on in the article, no word is more poisonous to the reputation of the United States than Guantanamo. I agree with that. That's true. Later on in the article, finally, no conflict drains more time, attention, blood, treasure, and support from our worldwide counterterrorism efforts than the war in Iraq. It has become a powerful recruiting and training tool for Al-Qaeda. And I would say to that, even if you believe there is an Al-Qaeda separate from the CIA, there wasn't any Al-Qaeda in Iraq before we went in there and made everybody mad. You know, I'm telling you, you know, to American people, the Arabs are crazy. And, you know, they don't think like we do, and we don't understand them. And But I do know this about them, that if you go over there and beat on them with a stick, they're going to come after you. You know, they got, you know, they're from that land of Hammurabi's code from back in ancient history, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and all that stuff. They really resent us going over there, propping up crooked governments and stealing the natural resources, and they get squat. They don't like it. You know, put the shoe on the other foot. You wouldn't like it either. All right, and then he talks about his standard mantra here, Mr. Keene and Mr. Hamilton, the nightmare scenario, a nuclear weapon in the hands of terrorists. Military power is essential to our security, but if the only tool is a hammer, pretty soon every problem looks like a nail. I like that. That's a good statement. I'm going to read that again. Military power is essential to our security, but if the only tool is a hammer, pretty soon every problem looks like a nail. America's long-term security relies on being viewed not as a threat, but as a source of opportunity and hope. Well, I agree with that, too. Now, we're going to talk about my friends here, Hamilton and Keene. Back on, what was it, March the 31st, last year, Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 911 Commission, was in Georgetown, Texas, which is just north of Austin, at Southwestern University. He was given a speech, the same type of speech he's given here about, oh, the terrorists are going to get us with a nuclear weapon. That's my biggest concern. Al-Qaeda is going to get a nuke and we're all going to die. He's been promoting that for years. And he gave a speech to the students at Southwestern University. Well, I went up there for the Simple Truth, my TV show, and Kelly Taylor went with me to be the camera person. And we attended a press availability that Mr. King had before he gave his speech. And there was an assembled crowd there was a few standard reporters in there, basically, you know, kissing his rear end, asking him softball questions and all that. Like the American Statesman was there doing that, you know, schmoozing up to the guy. And I had the opportunity to ask him a couple of questions. And that kind of got out. It kind of got out everywhere. And we're going to play a clip of my first question to him. I think we have time before the break to play the first segment of this. This is my first question to Thomas King.
How can you say that the question of who bankrolled the deaths of 3,000 American people on September 11th is, quote, of little practical significance?
Because it costs so little money. That's the ultimate thing. It costs less than $500,000.
Okay, stop the tape right there. Okay. Okay, so you got the chairman of the 911 commission tells me that the reason why they didn't investigate the money trail of who bankrolled the evil hijackers, who paid for September 11th, who put these people up, who financed them, the reason that they didn't investigate it is because they did it on the cheap. It only cost $500,000. Gee, that, you know, I did the math on that, and it comes out to $166 a dead person. And so if you follow Thomas Keene's logic, he's the chairman of the 911 commission, you know, head guy. His logic is that if you do a contract hit on somebody, be sure and not pay the guy more than $166, and then the cops will think that it's not worth finding out who paid for the hit because it costs so little money. You know, who cares who paid for September 11th? We got millions of dollars to investigate what happened that caused the murder of 3,000 people and the destruction of all those buildings. But, you know, if you do it on the cheap, we're not going to worry about who bankrolled it. We don't want them to go to justice because we are the 911 commission, and we were hired to find out everything about September 11th, what happened, why everything went wrong, and what we're going to do to stop it in the future. But don't follow the money trail, for goodness sake. That's a little practical significance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that dog don't hunt. Go ahead and continue with the exchange.
Why it was so hard to trace. We were able to find pieces of the $500,000, but it came in very small pieces.
The FBI agent Robert Wright was on the money trail of money coming from Saudi Arabia from the Arab countries into this country to finance terrorist operations here in the United States. He's tried to go public, and the FBI shut him up and threatened him. Did he testify before the commission?
I believe so. We had over 2,000 witnesses.
Well, we had
anybody
who had any...
Yeah, we had anybody who had any information.
But there wasn't a word of what he said in the report. I was wondering why.
Well, it may have been. We were not allowed, because of security reasons, when the informant was part of the FBI or the CIA, to mention the names of those agents.
At 5:20 p.m. on
September 11th. Okay, stop it right there. Stop it right there. Okay, you've got to back that up. We're going to play that after the break here, but... Okay, so the chairman of the 911 commission is not really sure whether they interviewed FBI agent Robert Wright, the guy that was on the money trail, tracing the money from the Islamic charities coming from Saudi Arabia, that supposedly financing these guys, and he was studying it real, and he was trying to tell everybody about it, and they said shut up and don't do this. He goes public, the FBI threatens his job, and so you can't be saying stuff like that. He gets a press conference there. He's got Judicial Watch with him, and he's been muzzled by the FBI. Don't you say anything, Robert Wright, about the money trail. Don't you say anything. And the FBI agent, Robert Wright's crying there on TV. And he's, the only thing he can say is, all I can say is that the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. But, you know, for Thomas Keene said, well, for national security reasons, we, you know, if we talk to him, we can't reveal that. They always bring up national security all the time whenever they're getting their hand stuck in the cookie jar. Oh, we can't. Oh, no. Did we interview? Well, we might have interviewed him. Well, it's not in the report. Well, maybe it was national security reasons. The guy's answer to my question was lame, and our exchange there, it was pathetic. I mean, I'm sure he didn't expect to get any real questions. I'm sure that he expected to get these softball questions like he got from the Austin American Statesman. You know, oh, sir, may I kiss your ring? Oh, yes, how are you? Aren't you wonderful? Save us from the terrorists. How do we save us from the terrorists? Can you give us advice on how to save us from the terrorists? Is America safe? You know, standard baloney questions from the mainstream media. He didn't expect to get hit with the real thing. When we get back from this break, we're going to play the whopper question that I asked him and his lame answer to that. We're talking about Building 7.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Yeah, that's exactly what you get when you go to public school nowadays. Thought control. All right, this is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones on GCN Radio Network on September 11th. We're talking about, we're playing clips from a exchange I had last year with Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 911 Commission, the report that David Roy Griffin famously called the 571-page lie. And what we're going to do now is we're going to play you the question that you never, ever, ever ask the chairman of the 911 Commission. This is a taboo question. And fortunately, there were three cameras in the room when I asked him this question. And Kelly Taylor's camera was right on his face, and his beady little eyes were going back and forth as I was asking the question about Building 7. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the question about Building 7 asked to Governor Keene, the chairman of the 911 Commission. Go ahead.
The World Trade Center Building number 7, 47-story modern frame steel skyscraper that no plane hit, collapsed in an inevitable tile onto itself, and exhibiting all the characteristics of controlled demolition. The guy who owns the place, Larry Silverstein, belatedly admitted on a documentary on PBS that he got together with the New York Fire Department and pulled the building, which is a demolition term for taking it down. FEMA, in their investigation, didn't say that. They said that the fire must have knocked it down, but they couldn't figure out how. Video evidence shows what appears to be explosive squibs going up the side of the building from south to north, or from bottom to top as the building collapsed. There was molten metal found in the basement of that building, and the temperatures that exceeded anything normal fire could cause. With all the confusion about what happened to Building 7, why is there not a word about the collapse of that building in the 911 Commission report?
We didn't see any evidence of the kind of thing they're talking about. We thought that was part of the tragedy of 9/11. The building collapsed later on. There was not a lot of loss of life in that building. And it was not... Not part of our report.
Okay, there you have it. Okay, lie after lie after lie. He wasn't expecting that question. While I was asking it to him, his beady little eyes were going back and forth, and you could just hear his thoughts. Get me out of here. We got. Oh boy, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. And his first response there was a complete and total lie. The first thing he said was he wasn't aware of anything I was talking about. This guy is the chairman of the 911 Commission, and he doesn't know anything about Building 7 collapsing? That is ludicrous. Now, I am holding in my hand the book, Debunking 911 Debunking, by David Roy Griffin. And there's he relates an interview by an Evan Solomon with the vice chairman of the 911 Commission, Lee Hamilton, and I want to excerpt from this because, it kind of puts the lie to Mr. Keene's statement there that he had no idea about what I was talking about. Hamilton revealed himself to be even more ignorant in relation to WTC-7. Solomon asked, why didn't the commission deal with the collapse of Building 7, which some call the smoking gun? Hamilton replied, well, of course, we did deal with it. This is amazing. One of the main criticisms of the commission's report has been its failure even to mention the collapse of this building. In my critique of the report, for example, I wrote, and when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you what Evan Solomon wrote, and we're going to talk about Building 7, the big lie, the smoking gun of 911. So again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. Be back very shortly.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.